right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look. You've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
Oh, fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running.
How's it going?
Yo.
Hello.
Wow, you're very subdued. This last week he was sad. This week you're subdued. Is everything okay?
Yes, everything's fine.
Now you're just going to creepy. Some you went from like subdued to Richard O'Brien in the span of like a second and a half. I'm not sure what happened there.
Everything's fine.
With some fava beans.
That's a different voice altogether. I did that to somebody.
What if Richard O'Brien was doing his impression of Anthony Hopkins?
Doing Hannibal.
Playing Hannibal.
There you go. What ifs?
What ifs?
That's
what
we do.
They're really capitalizing. I think cable TV is really capitalizing on the success of the Hannibal TV show because all of those movies are running on cable.
Well,
like,
of
all
course,
different channels. Like, I have watched.
I want to point out, I did not bring it up this time.
That's right.
No, that's fine. But
you did. But that's okay.
Well, no, it's kind of funny because I haven't watched some of these movies all the way through in quite some time,
right.
And I forgot how much I really liked Red Dragon. You know, and it was on the other day, and I was like doing other stuff. So I wasn't, but like for the first 5 minutes, and I was like, oh, wait, Red Dragon, I'm going to do some work that actually allows me to watch this movie because it's, and like that's what I was doing. And I was like, I forgot how much I really liked everybody in that movie. I really thought that was well done.
It was a fun cinematic piece.
And you can see kind of where the TV show is going. So that was kind of interesting as well. But I've seen Silence of the Lambs has been running ad nauseum on like maybe one set of cable channels, and like Hannibal's on another set of cable channels.
Depending on who has the rights.
Red Dragon is over here. The only one I haven't seen, and I've still never seen it, is Hannibal Rising.
Yeah.
Which I haven't seen.
I've
been told
like Hannibal Year One. So like, yeah, I haven't. That's the only one I have not seen.
Lovely.
I hear that's a good decision.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. But this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
In theory.
And we are at the number 331 as far as episodes go.
Is that a landmark? I don't think it is.
Yeah, that's the...
Every episode of this show is a landmark, let's be honest, but...
It's how many in a row.
That's the
landmark.
So we're up
is.
To three, I think, at this
no,
point.
No, four.
Oh, is this four already?
I think it's four.
I don't remember.
I think it's three or four.
All right, yeah,
I'm
whatever.
Four. And we're calling it Do What You're Told.
That's right.
With an exclamation point at the end.
That is correct.
And we'll get to that, why we're calling it that, later on.
Well, we could get right into it. I mean,
all right, that's fine.
I mean, do you want? Yeah, we'll get right into it.
Sure.
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Finally has a director,
so to speak.
After a lot of searching,
They found a yes man.
That's exactly what.
I see what you did there. Oh, you're so clever.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, I know it is.
And Scapegoat is absolutely correct. And this guy, what's his name?
Peyton Reed.
Now, Creighton.
Peyton. P-E-Y-T-O-N.
So right away, Peyton. I'm just like, ugh. But he, amongst his many credits, you will find the films The Breakup with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn. You will also find the original Bring It On. You know, the battling cheerleaders movie?
I will say that he did do a bunch of episodes of Upright Citizens Brigade.
Uh-huh.
So that wins a little bit of in my book.
Certainly he should he absolutely should be directing a blockbuster.
Listen, I just said that to me that means at least he's got some acting chops. That's all I'm saying.
That doesn't necessarily mean that.
That's all I'm saying.
And this is directing chops we're talking
about. Directing chops, sorry. I'm not saying clearly he should be directing a blockbuster, but clearly, aside from the fact that he was available,
yeah,
they got to pee in the Rolodex and he was available.
That's exactly what it is. And we call the episode Do What You're Told because, you know, I can imagine the process that Kevin Feige did to interview this fella for this gig. And he's like, so all we're pretty much going to tell you is you're going to do what we tell you. And he was like, dude, I'm in. I'm down. And that was it. Oh, wait, he's British, isn't he? Dude, I'm in. I'm down. I'd love to do exactly what I'm told.
So,
if I can have this gig.
We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah.
At this point in time, we can't comment. The guy doesn't have enough.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying because this is another, what would you call it? Brick in the Avengers wall.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, and the fact that, you know, it's not like Kenneth Branagh, who directed the first Thor movie, or Joe Johnson, these guys are established guys who are doing movies that are, and in the case of Thor, we had no idea how that was going to be good or not good. The point being is, this movie should not be directed by somebody who directed Bring It On.
All right.
I'm sorry. I think they could have taken an extra 3 minutes and found what was Uwe Boll not available? Who's the other one we were just
Brett
saying?
Ratner.
Was Brett Ratner not available?
Oh, that'll never happen. No, look, all I'm saying is I am certainly concerned, but I am holding out confidence that someone at Marvel saw something in him that they were comfortable with.
Do you think Edgar Wright's going, all right, fine. I'll just do what you say. Fine.
Look, back to Edgar Wright, you know, and I think he clearly would have been our choice in Peyton Reed, at least based on
everything.
But, you know, Edgar Wright, I thought was going to be a little bit hit or miss as well, to be honest with you. So I wasn't necessarily rah-rah Edgar Wright like some people were.
I'm so way more rah-rah Edgar Wright.
Of course, for obvious reasons. Oh my God, I've had a death in the Green Hour family.
Oh, I just saw that.
I looked up and
you had spillage.
I
son.
Had a lot of spillage.
No one hit the deck though.
That's good.
No divers.
If no one hit the deck, that means mostly everything probably survived.
Yes.
A lot of
so damage. here in Studio Q.
Oh, but it started all the way in the back.
Yeah,
It was a domino effect.
Here in Studio Q, OG has a Green Arrow setup. And what we're referring to is we've just noticed that one of them in the back row took a fronter and caused a chain reaction in the display.
I see there's a canary down.
We got a black canary down. We got a black canary down.
That's gonna be 45 minutes of aggravation tonight.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's move forward with the news.
You're right there, goat.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
A little quiet today.
Let's stick with Marvel related news. Can you do that?
Sure.
Marvel. Hold on, I'm trying to wake Scapegoat up.
No, I'm just hoping that
Hey, Scapegoat, I hear Hannibal was canceled.
Untrue.
Marvel and Netflix have found their kingpin, Daredevil.
And an excellent, excellent choice. I'm more excited about this Daredevil than I am about Ant-Man.
after finding out...
Whoa.
Yep.
That's not a very high bar.
No, that is not a high bar.
I'm more excited about this Daredevil than I am about the Batman movie that is sure to be
once
announced.
Once again, not a hot. You want to try again? One more.
I am more excited about this Daredevil than I am about the Doctor Strange movie that's being made.
We'll get that out in a second.
Okay. Is that good for you, Scapegoat?
I'll let that go.
Especially if that casting happens.
Well, Vincent D'Onofrio,
yeah,
who has been cast as
Lunatic,
certainly has
or
the crazy
sugar water.
Certainly has the bald.
You know what? That would be the last movie I would think of him from.
I know.
The last.
I was giving everyone a fun fact.
I would go right to Full Metal Jacket, Private Pile.
Well, yeah, okay. But I'm just saying, you give someone a little Easter egg, they go, oh, you're right. Oh, that you're was right. Vincent D'Onofrio. That's what I'm saying, everyone. Men in Black, you're welcome.
That's right. He was the cockroach.
Yep.
Yep. Yes. Full Metal Jacket, he was Private Pile.
That's right.
And in Law and Order Criminal
Defense. He did.
Which was a great show. If you never watched
He was really good on it.
He was
as well.
A lunatic. Yeah. And in real life, he's nutty. Yeah, but he's done a lot of really interesting roles. So good for him. Did you know that he played sort of a Marvel superhero on film already?
He did?
Yes.
I did not know this.
Really? I'm about to shock you. Ready?
Go for it.
In the same year. I think it was the same year or a year later, he shot a movie called Adventures in Babysitting.
Okay.
Where he played the guy the little girl thought was Thor.
Yes. Yes, he was the original Thor, one of the original Thors.
The worst wig I've ever seen, well, after Halle Berry's I'd pick any X-Men except this one. I think he's an excellent choice for Kingpin.
I agree. I think he will. I think he will own that role. I think he may
step right into those Michael Clark Duncan shoes. And
well, I don't know about all that, but I think he may potentially outshine Daredevil.
I don't think he'll outshine Daredevil. But if he's like most characters that Vincent D'Onofrio plays, if he's just slightly psycho-ly over the top,
yeah,
it'll be a perfect foil. I mean, yeah, he is the perfect foil for Daredevil.
I agree.
So
good casting call.
Yep, and it's good to know that that's moving forward, hopefully without any
really excited
boundaries.
Really excited roadblocks to see that. When are we getting those? 2015?
2016?
What? No, it's not that far out. It's 2015.
Is it 2015?
I think it is.
2015.
Good call there.
Well, they haven't started filming anything yet. So,
yeah, but
and
all
it's
the
TV,
casting's about
so.
Done. And then they're
well,
gonna
just for Daredevil, not for any of the other ones.
I understand, but they're not shooting the other ones simultaneously. Daredevil's the first.
It is the first. But I thought the other ones were gonna follow in kind of close.
They might
suit.
But I think what they're doing is they're gonna shoot all it. They're gonna do it just the way they do Orange is the New Black, right? They're just gonna power shoot it and then release them all at once. So it's kind of good.
All right.
It's kind of good that
it could be 2015.
I think it's going to be 2015. They wouldn't be casting announcements, I think, if they were further away than that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of I was thinking 2015 they might focus solely on Avengers. But it's possible that
different
they'll put
division.
This out. Okay. Same universe though, and how they'll impact each other.
Are they?
Yes. They've already confirmed that they are. That's
I know.
That's,
I'm just busting chops.
But let's talk about Doctor Strange. Oh. We don't have anything solid. But we do have some casting rumors.
We do. And I hate all of them because they're not David Strathairn.
Right. Well, they are younger. So
yeah,
they're going for younger casting with this guy.
And this is about to be a humongous problem with me. I'm going to explode today on this particular issue. Why does every Marvel character have to be some young guy?
Well, here's the thing.
To hit a target audience. Next question.
I could understand why they would want them a bit younger for a lot of the other characters, but I would think that
I'm sorry, the door handle it seems to be magically turning on its own.
Hello, we have a guest in studio.
Yes,
hello, my son.
How are you?
Hello, Frodo Washburn.
Frodo Washburn has joined us.
Goodbye, Frodo
and
Washburn.
There he goes. Goodbye.
He didn't have a speaking role, so we don't. He didn't have a speaking role, so we don't have to pay him.
That's good.
That's how that works.
Could have brought us a drink.
Thank you, SAG rules.
But for this role, for Doctor Strange, I think they could have gone a bit older.
I think
this is
they,
the one
yeah.
role where I think they could have gone a bit older.
If they're going to make Hank Pym an older guy who's not really an action person, they could have went at least middle age with Doctor Strange. I mean, I just think it would have served the character so much better if they had done that.
Well, listen, the first thing we should say are these are rumors.
Yeah.
And I don't trust rumors, and I don't know that the source of these, I didn't check, I don't
believe I mean, they're Latina from Latina Review.
One of them is Latina Review. Oh, is it? So.
I know the Avengers rumor that came out this week that we're not going to discuss started at Latina Review.
What are we not going to discuss?
It was the first 20 minutes of the movie has already been released. Latina Review at all.
Okay, let's talk about the
casting. Benedict Cumberbatch and Tom Hardy are the two that are being
Tom Hardy around. Could possibly be the worst choice ever for this role.
Yeah, I don't see him in that role at all.
I'm a master of the mystical arts.
Benedict Cumberbatch, only in that through his role as Sherlock, he could kind of play someone who is... I could see him playing someone who is cerebral very well.
Right.
And so in that regards, I could see him as Doctor Strange. But that's about it.
It could work.
That's about it.
It could work, and it probably will work because...
Of course. If they pick him, I'm sure that he'll do a fine job.
If they didn't find a slot for him in Star Wars... They're Marvel, Disney, Lucas, whoever the company, it's Disney.
Right.
Disney's definitely going to find a spot for him somewhere that they can, you know, make money on him. I mean, if Star Trek can grab him up and have him play, you know, a Middle Eastern character, even though he's a pasty Englishman, then why not? Let's get him for some other role in Marvel or
I will say Star Wars. In the Ultimate books, he is a youngin', is he not?
Not that young.
Yeah, I think he is.
Is he?
I think so.
In the Ultimate books, they suck. So, I mean...
Well, not all of them, but
they're
some
gone.
Of them,
they're
certainly.
Over, sir.
I know.
It's done.
No, isn't there still one floating around there?
Oh, is there?
I don't know.
Thought so. The Spider-Man guy is still around, isn't he? Miles Morales?
Didn't they just roll them into the real universe or something?
No. I don't think that they did.
I don't remember. Who knows? Who can keep up? I'm still trying to figure out Star Brand from the new universe.
No, let's
like move, that. Let's, see? Let's see what
forward.
I did there?
Let's move forward. Constantine.
There
was another new trailer this week.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I missed that.
It did look pretty good. But the most interesting part of the trailer, aside from the trailer itself, which looked pretty good, is that in one scene of the trailer, Constantine is clearly holding Dr. Fate's helmet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, there's no way it is not Dr. Fate's helmet.
Wow.
So that's interesting because how will that play into the show? Will he be on the show?
Or is it just an Easter egg for?
I don't know.
For us,
Why would it be in the trailer then?
Yeah, that's. I don't know.
I guess.
I don't know. I kind of feel like Dr. Fate could very well fit into the Constantine world.
Totally.
And it would be a great and it would be a great character to bring in on the show. Mid-season.
You know who I'd rather see on that show? Etrigan.
I would like to see Etrigan on the show.
I would like to see Etrigan in anything.
I would like to see Deadman on the show.
Oh, that would be great, too.
Right. I would love to see anybody from Justice League Dark.
Yeah. Blue Devil.
On that show.
Too much.
So, but I don't know. I still have a lot more faith in this point in time in Constantine than I do Gotham. Like, I'm still way looking more forward to Constantine than Gotham.
I'm looking forward to Gotham. I just don't think it's going to get out of its own way.
We'll see.
That's what I think.
We have no Gotham news this week.
I think it's up to its neck in...
Gotham news is, why are there so many fucking ads for a show that's nowhere near being aired?
There are billboards for Gotham already.
I don't get it.
I see a billboard every morning on 78 on the way to the port. And I'm like, this is a really early... I mean, it is in the fall, so it's not that far. I guess in theory, it's 4 months.
You want everyone to watch summer TV, and you're plugging a show that's not coming out for 2 years.
What does that tell you about Fox's summer TV lineup?
Fox has nothing major for summer TV.
Do they really not have any summer
TV? I don't think so. I think it's all reality horse shite.
Oh, whoa.
What?
Whoa. MasterChef? Hell's Kitchen?
Uh-huh.
Not reality shite. Reality good.
No, I would argue that that is reality shite. You may enjoy it.
You would
and
be
I
wrong.
Don't, and I don't fault you for enjoying it because God knows I love
Hell's Hell's Kitchen
reality
is reality
shit.
MasterChef is a great culinary competition and one of the largest in the world. The coveted MasterChef title.
Stop
Which
now.
Of you home cooks
will become the next MasterChef?
Yeah.
Just
look at this crystal sculpture.
This is not.
This is the most prestigious prize in all of planet Earth. That's how far over the top they sell winning this TV show.
Save it for Eat Stuff, all right?
OG, Scapegoat and I are actually going to do an episode of Eat Stuff one day, and then you'll be sorry.
No, I know, and I'm growing a tail too.
And then you can do an episode where you eat your own hat.
There you go. That's right.
OG eats hats.
Yeah. I'll eat hat, and the following week I will eat crow. But until then, you have a
crow
show
can actually be a delicacy.
I'm sure that it can.
That is what is in this week's Mystery Box Challenge. Sponsored by Walmart. Where you can
get the finest cuts of crow available on the entire planet.
OU.
By the way, Graham Elliott, is that his name?
Oh my God.
Lost so much weight.
Like 200 pounds. Right,
ridiculous.
Good for him.
He looks like, you know, Josh from Drake and Josh when one season he showed up and he looked skinny-ish. That's exactly what I'm
feeling. I have no idea what Drake and Josh is.
No idea. Josh Peck. Josh Peck was in The Wackness. He was in the remake of Red Dawn.
Okay. I know of the remake of Red Dawn.
Well, one listener out there is going, oh, okay, that's a good
that
comparison.
Guy.
So you're welcome. One
good
listener
for you, listener.
There. Yep. Call us.
Yeah. 425-920-6050. Ooh, look at that.
Good teamwork.
That was nice. In an interview earlier this week with BuzzFeed, Guillermo del Toro. Revealed, if you want to call it a reveal.
Hellboy 3 without me. You
know, that he has been working for months in secret on a Pacific Rim 2 script, which means that movie is further along in development than we would have previously.
Will they have toys at Taco Bell for that?
I don't know.
Probably.
Ew. Yeah. Did they have toys?
He's referring to an argument, a discussion we had in the shop like a month ago at this point.
About Pacific Rim?
No, where I said Guillermo del Toro is Mexican and speaks Spanish. And everybody's like, oh!
I was not one of these people.
What? He is Mexican and he speaks Spanish. I've met the man. He's got a thick accent.
He has a thick
accent. He definitely speaks the language. And he's definitely Mexican.
Is he definitely Mexican?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure. Is not a UN.
Definitely pretty sure.
I think.
Is he Mexican? I thought he was actually Spanish, to be honest with you. So.
I think he's Mexican.
I think he's Mexican.
I don't know.
Look it up.
The views of this program do not reflect.
Listen, after last week.
What?
Where I, you know, come off as very racist, although I am not. You know, this conversation was harmless.
I have no comment.
This conversation was harmless.
You're racist.
He is in fact Mexican.
Oh, he's Mexican.
There you go.
Score one for Kev.
Well, you got to win one once in a while.
Once in a while.
Keep it interesting.
Anything else? I mean, we're kind of 23 minutes in. I feel like we could take a break because segment two is going to be a little bit light. I think
we'll talk about
E3. Do it then.
All right, so we will come back with some E3 and other chatter.
Word.
Wonderful. And we'll take our first break right here, OG, on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 331. Do what you're told!
Exclamation point.
Ahoy, hoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. This is the compact mobile segmented version of our E3 coverage. I'll be doing a Super Game Stuff where I drone on and on about all of the games from E3. Look for that on the Big Kev's Geek Stuff feed. But for now, here are the highlights from E3 2014. Grand Theft Auto V is officially coming to next gen. Announced at Sony's E3 press conference, GameStuff's 2013 Game of the Year will be brought to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. Grand Theft Auto V comes to next-gen consoles this fall, 2014. Electronic Arts didn't have a lot going for them this year, but the one thing they did have is games in development. And we got an in-progress glimpse at Star Wars Battlefront and the next Mass Effect game. While these were not much more than over-the-programmer shoulder shots of snowspeeders on Hoth and Krogan's yelling, it was just enough to hold gamers over and not burn down the stage. Expect more at next year's E3. Assassin's Creed Unity is the next-gen Assassin's game, and it looks the part in every aspect. Set in 1800s France, the street is littered with mobs of angry, stinky French, and the crowds consist of approximately 5,000 AI. That's not a static sports game crowd. That's fire a gun and people dynamically run away in droves artificial intelligence. The textures, the lighting, everything is beautiful and fluid. And looking great is not even this year's gimmick. It's four-player campaign co-op, taking down targets in all new ways with an online team of assassins. Magnifique. Halo the Master Chief Collection has been announced on GameStuff a few weeks ago. Seriously, pull the tape. I reported it before anyone else. This collection puts all the Halo games 1 through 4 with all the multiplayer maps on a single Xbox One disc. And it only costs $60. That's a hell of a deal. The Halo Master Chief Collection comes out November 11th, 2014. Oh, did you expect Halo 5? That comes out 2015. FromSoft, the developers behind Dark Souls, have been working on a new game, Project Beast. That project now has an official name, which is Bloodborne. The game is set in a gothic Victorian-era London-ish place, overrun by the undead and werewolves. Only a trailer was shown, but I'll be digging for some more game footage, as this was my personal highlight of the show. The Rise of the Tomb Raider is the next-gen sequel to the Tomb Raider reboot. We were only given a short trailer, but we do know this much. There will be actually tombs to raid in this game. Nintendo has announced Legend of Zelda for the Wii U, not to be confused with the Dynasty Warriors button masher coming out this fall, Hyrule Warriors, but the next proper Legend of Zelda game in the series. There is no official title yet, but with an Octorok that shoots lasers and Link aiming a blue-lit techno arrow, this seems to be set in the future of Hyrule, which would be the first sequel to The Legend of Zelda since The Adventures of Link. All the other games were prequels, if you can believe it. The art style is a great blend of the toon shading from Wind Waker and the sometimes off-putting painted look of Skyward Sword, with an adult Link on the back of his horse Epona. And if that isn't enough to get you excited, it's an open-world game much like Skyrim, where you choose your objectives as you like. Explore Hyrule like you've been waiting to for decades. But you'll have to wait until 2015, and that's if it's not delayed. Arkham Knight looks so goddamn good, it's a crime that we have to wait until 2015. The first footage of gameplay for Mortal Kombat 10 has been revealed, and it looks just as good as the trailer they showed last week. And finally, because I can't bring joy without disappointment, here's a list of games that were not shown at E3. Prey 2, God of War, Deus Ex, Dishonored 2, Gears of War, The Next Red Dead, Fallout 4, and The Last Guardian. We're not shown at E3. Maybe next year. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 331. Do what you're told! Exclamation point. Do I have to write out exclamation point?
No, you can just leave the...
Okay, but so for those of you who subscribe on iTunes, there will be no exclamation point. Because iTunes does not like punctuation marks in the RSS feed.
God damn it.
They will reject it. That or sucks. At least delay it in its release. So
that's stupid.
No punctuation
marks. So for that one, write it out.
That's right. I will write it. There you go. I can't.
You can't put a comma in there either?
No.
Wow.
I can't do the dot, dot, dot. You know, we have show titles with the dot, dot, dot. Can't do it.
Wow.
And it causes problems.
Weird.
That Apple sucks. Not able to handle punctuation.
It's not Apple.
Yeah, it's clearly any, Apple.
A URL can't have punctuation in it, otherwise it's a different URL.
No, here's the thing, sweetheart.
He's a hater. He's an Apple
hater. Here's the thing, sweetheart. Any other podcast reader that we use have no problem with punctuation in the RSS feed.
Oh, damn, he called you sweetheart.
It's just the iTunes submission.
Okay.
I don't know why. And it's not in the URL either.
Hey.
It's not the URL. Hey, it's the tag.
Just real quick. No reason for that.
It's the top.
No.
I called you sweetheart. That's a term of endearment.
No, it's not.
I didn't say, hey, shit dick. That would have been.
I feel more comfortable with that than the condescending, okay. Little passive aggressive. Well, hey, listen there, honey.
Well, listen you honey. Two try to.
If you're not a diner waitress, you should not be calling me sweetheart.
I'm cow chewing on my gum while trying to take your order for bad cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Some of those diners have great cheesecake.
Some of them
do. Key lime pie actually is a special.
I will say though that one of the diners in this area, I would call this area, that touts how great their cheesecake is. I'm not a huge fan of their cheesecake.
Yep.
Is it named after a state?
Find out on Big Kev's Eat Stuff.
It is. That's right.
Coming around the same time that Daredevil may or may not be released because we're not sure.
That's right. All right. Before we get into E3, because we are going to talk about E3 a bit now, I do want to talk about something that we talked about last week. Actually, two things that we talked about last week. Coming this Friday, Friday the 13th at noon Eastern time, in our store and V store, we do have the Mama's Boy Friday the 13th tribute piece in conjunction with Chris Dulfer from Kid Ink Industries. We have that that figure coming out. Remember, it's limited to 13 pieces, $45 a piece. There are two chase figures, but those chase figures, I believe, are you actually get a regular piece, and then you get a, like a special ticket. And then you get one of the chase figures sent to you in addition.
Oh, so,
that's cool.
That's awesome. What are the chase figures look
there
like?
There is a glow-in-the-dark, and there is a golden figure, I believe, is the other one. So,
that's
so
his,
be sure
that's his
to
pattern.
Check.
If,
that is.
If you like stores, by the way,
yes,
you know what you should check out?
Lovely Suburban Vinyl in Waldwick, New Jersey. Of course, coming up on Saturday, June 21st, they have their blood type
droplet.
Positive,
right.
The Blood Droplet Show. A bunch of artists. I've seen a bunch of the previews popping up on their Instagram feed. Follow them on Instagram and on Twitter if you want to see some of the pieces that are coming up for the show. Some great looking pieces coming up. Hopefully we'll be in attendance, I think. I'm going to try my hardest to get there. It is a Saturday night, which is much easier than a Friday night.
But if you can't get there,
you can
always check it online.
That's right.
Suburbanvinyl.com.
That's right. And they do have a coupon code if you shop there.
They do indeed.
And it is.
Big Kev.
And it'll get you.
10% off your entire order.
That's right.
Boom.
So be sure to check out suburbanvinyl.com and also, of course, the shop in lovely Waldwick, New Jersey.
It's fascinating to watch the two of you work.
Is it? Is it fascinating? The other thing I want to mention real quick before we move into
is what they'll say when they give you a lollipop.
Yeah, you totally forgot that. If you go in and see our friend, the mayor, Smack... Blink.
I can't be held accountable for their lollipop stock.
He has lollipops in the store for just this occasion.
Listen, I'm saying,
go in, say you heard about the shop on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, and you will get a lollipop.
I'm just saying if someone
be the first
goes
to
in,
ever get one.
That's not true.
I'm just saying if someone goes in and asks for a lollipop and doesn't get one, I don't want to be held accountable. That's
you're,
all
you're not held accountable. Right. The shopkeeper will be held accountable.
All right.
Shopkeeper
the view,
Blink.
The views expressed by Big Kev are
that's
not
right.
No, that's not true.
Not reflective of the sponsor.
Okay, let's. I'm just going to put this out there. Mr. Mayor, if you could please call the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And confirm that if someone goes into the shop live and says they heard about the shop on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, that they will, in fact, get a lollipop, that is a personal guarantee that you've made.
That's
please call in.
425-920-6050.
Correct.
So there you go. I want to talk about something else that we talked about last week. We're going to talk about it just a little bit more in depth this week. That is the Scrapyard Empire Kickstarter campaign.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah.
So you guys have had a chance to look at it a bit more than last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have a chance to actually play a little bit between last week and this week.
It was
a lot
fun.
Of fun, right?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
It's actually really cool.
It is, right? And it's I'm still harping on the solo because I've been playing the solo a lot. I play at lunchtime at work. But we had a chance to play a camp, like a, do I want to call it a campaign? It's not really a campaign.
A
but
game.
A group game, a group session, a tabletop session. And it was a lot of fun. The Kickstarter campaign is live and it launched on Monday, and I think they're almost at halfway.
That's pretty awesome.
They're 50% funded already. I want to say $31 is the it's not the lowest tier, because there are lower tiers for things like stickers and, you know, recognition and stuff like that. But I think $31 gets you the base edition of the game, which of course is just the game itself. And then up from there, they have all sorts of deluxe packages that come with playing mats. Miniature figures. You see the minifigures? They look really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're of the inventions. And then at the higher levels, they actually have painted miniatures as well. So definitely a fun game. You're definitely going to want to check it out. I saw a couple of our listeners actually last week already posted some stuff on their Facebook pages. So shout out to Russ. You were the first one that I saw that did that. Thank
nice
you, Russ.
Nice job, Russ.
That.
Yeah.
Russ, a dude who I had no idea listens to the show, but I've known for years through the Ren Faire circuit.
Really?
And I saw him post something on his Facebook page, and I'm like, oh, we just talked about it on the show last week. And he's like, yeah, how do you think I heard about it? I was like, I had no idea you listened. That's awesome. So thank
out
you
to
Russ.
That guy.
And
we're popular on the Ren Faire circuit.
Well, you know, you did do the Faire circuit for quite some time. I did help people throw tomatoes at your head for a couple of years. You know, and I did the fair circuit for quite some time.
Human target.
You know, the future of the New York Renaissance Fair in peril.
Because of that casino?
Yeah.
Is that where they're going to build it?
It's going to be on that property. Now, from what I've heard, getting a bit off track, but from what I've heard, the people who bought it still have interest in the fair in some capacity. But of course, the fair, you know, that's like, it's very artisan based.
Oh, yeah.
And like, and it was already corporate because REC was a corporation that owned the fair and bought it from that douchebag years ago.
Right.
But REC was a corporation that was focused on rent fairs, at least.
Right.
This is like a casino. I don't know how that's going to affect the fair. I don't know if this is going to become like medieval times. That's kind of what I'm afraid of.
That would be awesome.
Or terrible. But anyway, Scrapyard Empire, be sure to check out the Kickstarter campaign. Check out Galliant Games. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm going to reach out to the folks over there, but I'm thinking maybe we'll going to try to do some sort of contest where if you pledge and you can prove that you pledged, maybe we'll give you a prize.
That's not a bad deal.
Right? That's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll announce that next week. But in the interim, check it out. I'll post a link to the Kickstarter campaign and support it if you can.
Cool.
And with that, I think we could probably move on to E3, yeah?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
This is where, like, a stinger would play if we had those.
We don't have a stinger.
Okay.
I'm going to contribute the only thing that I know about
E3.
The only thing I paid attention to was the Disney Infinity 2.0 news. Only because I really like the first game and the new figures look awesome. The new footage for the new game looks awesome. It's all Marvel themed.
Yep.
The stylized figures look fantastic. The Venom piece is particularly awesome. There's a Rocket Raccoon piece. Nice. Nova. There's a Spider-Man set. So, I mean, there's a Nick Fury piece. It really looks good. The trailer looks great. December 31st, it's coming out. And now what I'm battling with is, do I buy a PS4 and get the PS4 version?
Oh.
Or do I just stick with the PS3? That's where
always
I am right
a hard,
now.
Always a hard sell. Well, PS4 and Xbox One went head to head again in the lovely press conferences, which I happen to watch.
And what about Nintendo?
Nintendo exists still. Anyway,
No. In all serious note, I thought Nintendo a couple weeks ago, it seemed like Nintendo had picked up a lot of steam.
Yes, yeah,
with Mario Kart and a couple of other things that they had announced and a couple of things that they were doing.
You know, basically. From what I know, I don't know anyone at all, literally no one, who owns a Wii U. I just don't know anyone who owns that platform, which is their, which was their next-gen console,
right.
Which calling it the Wii U is kind of dumb, in my opinion.
Sure.
Because it just sounds like an add-on to the Wii. It looks like an add-on to the Wii. But they did announce at Nintendo Direct, which is basically a video stream to everyone, instead of renting out a stadium like Microsoft did, or a theater, I think theater, like Sony did, they just kind of showed a video to everyone so everyone could participate. Kind of idea. They announced some new titles,
right?
Like the new Zelda game, which they talked about before, but now showed some footage and is actually open world now. So it's a little cel shaded. It's a little cool. They got some hints in there. They really want to make it more about exploration, like it was back in the day. Come from any direction, do your thing. There's a lot of questions it raised because there are lasers, which is just weird in a Zelda game, kind of. So they
weren't there lasers in the original Zelda?
I think there
were. In level 9, I have this recollection in level 9.
Yeah.
That there were blocks that shot lasers.
Wow, you're a nerd.
You may be right. I don't remember that specific. Well, the graphics at the time, it's a red line. So,
right.
You know, like that's definitely come a long way since then. They announced a Mario Creator game where you can actually
create
your own Super Mario, like old school levels and play with friends and stuff like that. They announced a new Star Fox will be coming.
Right. But
Bayonetta 2, which Bayonetta was a really big one of those, you know, fighter beat 'em up games that people get really into and know every fucking combination and like speedrun levels. And ooh, is a Nintendo Wii
to the voice of the bitter loser of the fight games?
Is a Nintendo? No, not at all. I don't mean that. I mean, there's a difference between, you know, oh, hey, you want to play some Tekken, or hey, the people who are really competitive Street Fighter, and then the Devil May Cry Bayonetta, like you go through 100 enemies at once combo situation. And that's what I mean. Bayonetta is one of those hardcore, you know, it's actually made by the same guy who made Devil May Cry. So Bayonetta 2 is a Nintendo exclusive and they showed some of it off. Now what's weird about it is Bayonetta 1 was never on Nintendo and Bayonetta 2 is only going to be on Nintendo.
Okay.
So they just announced they're going to be releasing the original Bayonetta for free with Bayonetta 2.
Oh, nice.
Which is kind of nice for those guys. So that's kind of what came out of Nintendo for the most part, I heard of.
Two things.
Yeah.
Star Fox, Zelda, and Mario.
Yeah, are the only things that Nintendo
I would consider
for
those three.
Oh, special delivery. Wait.
That is a special delivery.
You gotta put the show on pause.
No, I think we're gonna have to wait for next week to
hot
do that,
off
though.
The truck.
We will wait for next week.
Seriously?
Yeah, because I want to have the chance to actually open it and look at it nice.
Oh, man. We'll see.
What, you don't want to do an unboxing video? Do you know how popular unboxing videos are? I know.
What the fuck?
Do you know, I was making fun of unboxing videos without actually saying I was making for the Mary Jane statue. It's the most liked thing that I've ever posted on Instagram. J. Scott Campbell even like regrammed it or whatever the fuck. And I was like, this was kind of cool. I was like, what is this?
One regram.
This is great. And I reopened the box real slow and packaging shots. And it was like, whoa, fucking great. And I was like, that was totally meant to be silly. Well, I'm totally going to do it with Gwen Stacy now too.
You should.
But anyway.
Well, we should say what it is then. It just got delivered.
This is the Gwen Stacy Comiket.
There you go. The Gwen Stacy Comiket from Sideshow Collectibles.
Item 200162.
I will sort of open the box as we talk about some of these other things. But yeah. Nintendo, Star Fox, Mario, and Zelda, I would say, are three of the big five games for Nintendo. So I think it's pretty significant that they announced those titles. The other two that I would consider, if anybody's curious, would be Metroid and Super Smash Brothers.
There was Super Smash Brothers.
Was an announcement. Okay. Yeah. The other thing I saw from Nintendo, which I thought was pretty funny, was they've also announced some sort of character thing that reminded me very much of their attempt at capitalizing on Disney Infinity. Some little figures on bases that will somehow interact with your controller and the game.
I don't remember.
Amoibii, some shit like that. I don't know entirely. But that was Nintendo in a nutshell.
Amoibii,
I'm gonna let you lead the charge on this, because I didn't follow it nearly enough to do it.
So I know what you're looking for, and there's no news on that front at all.
I know.
Other than they're in development, and what you're looking for is some information on Red Dead Redemption,
right?
Or Red Dead game, rather, I should say.
Red Dead new.
And we know that it's coming eventually,
it's definitely coming eventually.
Yes. Production. Rockstar, I believe, said that they're working on something like that.
And the new Bioshock.
And Bioshock, we know, is still going to be going on, even without Insomniac. Not Insomniac. What's the name? Irrational. Even without Irrational.
Yeah,
games.
I thought that was the end of Bioshock.
The team who was working on Bioshock 2, which is actually not terrible. Everyone likes to talk about how bad it is. Game's not bad at all.
Which one was 2? What was the subtitle to 2?
Bioshock 2.
The second one.
So what was the... Is there three Bioshock games
Infinite.
Now?
Infinite.
Okay, Infinite.
Infinite is the
third. So everybody loves Infinite.
Infinite is awesome.
Okay.
They have a reason. Yeah, that game is amazing, in my opinion.
But they definitely said that the three franchises that are... What are they? Did they call them green or like
greenlit?
Not greenlit. They're like evergreen. They're gonna keep going. It was Bioshock, Red Dead, and Grand Theft Auto.
Well, what they did announce Grand Theft Auto 5 will be coming to next gen platforms.
Yes.
So it will be on PS4, Xbox One, as well as PC. It's clearly going to look better. Outside of that, we don't really know what else is going to be new in the game. What we do know, at least on PS4, and I think this goes for the other ones, any of your Grand Theft Auto Online progress will be moved over to next gen. So if you have a PS3, you played the game, you played a lot of the GTA Online, all six of you out there, after they fucked up launch. You can transfer your character over into that. I also don't know what's going to be in
nice
game
feature.
Stuff, so I don't want to talk about every game. So I'm just
that's
gonna,
fine. No, no, no.
I'm going to talk about a couple things that I'm really excited about.
Yes. Remember, his opinion is it's good.
I know. I
it's
just
different.
Don't, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he talks about he has a different angle on a lot of stuff than what we talk about.
I think makes it really great to have on the program.
I think we're gonna have a super game stuff this weekend.
Ooh.
Too, like a really long
nice. E3 super E3, game E3, stuff.
Yeah, E3 one.
But
that's
anyway.
Awesome. The game that I'm still even from last year that I'm most excited about. There's two or three. One is The Division, and they showed more from The Division. Ubisoft. Released more footage.
No, Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. It comes from Ubiquitous Software.
They're getting a lot of hate, Ubisoft.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, from the Assassin's Creed thing?
Yeah. Because,
yeah, I don't even want to talk about
because,
that. I'm not going to bring that
because
up.
Because female gamers have to complain about something this week. And
I wasn't going to bring it up that way. I was going to say that I really think.
What, racist? Now we're going to, you hate women?
Well, listen.
I don't hate women. I just think
it's a little ridiculous that they say that it's going to cost them. It was a dumb way to say it.
You're right.
It's a really dumb way.
The wording was
horrendous. It was shitty. And you know the worst part about it? The director of Assassin's Creed 3 recently chimed in and said, yeah, it probably would have taken about 2 weeks. They just said, like, yeah, we did female animations for Assassin's Creed 3. Wouldn't take you that long, guys. So they threw them under the bus, which I think is really funny.
Well, that's funny, then. All right, my apologies to female gamers.
But, yeah, so The Division...
And what about black female
gamers? Have you seen The Division? Do you know what this game is about? So The Division is Tom Clancy's The Division.
Right.
And New York City.
Now I know what it's about.
So it's a shoot 'em up.
No. So it is a New York goes through a plague and most of the city is dead. New York City.
Zombie plague or just plague?
No, it's an outbreak virus. Okay. You can actually watch some of the background video on their website. That, and it's kind of interesting. It makes more sense than I'm saying here. Like there's testing and then one of the viruses outbreak, blah, 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 blah. Great. But it's a massively multiplayer online game and it's a third person action shooter. And you basically team up and you explore all of New York City and you fight with real people as well as non-playable characters. It's just a huge sprawling. It looks amazing.
Okay.
And it looks like a lot of fun. And you can actually play, like if you're at work on your lunch break, you can download the app and you can play a drone. And your view on the iPad is, you know, like you see the little characters and you're shooting at them, but you're real time the drone in the game when everyone else is playing at home on their console. So there's a lot of cool stuff that they're doing in that game.
Wow, that sounds fun.
That's kind of exciting. And I want to see that. Destiny also released. Sorry. No.
I was going to ask about another game, but go ahead. Destiny.
Also, they released some new cool stuff from Destiny on different classes you can play. They showed some of the character customization. They showed that there's going to be an alpha starting tomorrow. So you have a PS4 only exclusive, blah, blah, whatever, you can play for 4 days Destiny. You can check it out on PS4, which I will do, which will they're going to try their damnedest to convince me to buy it on PS4 as opposed to Xbox One.
Okay.
You know, when it comes out later. The beta is going to be later in July, I believe. And then the game, of course, releases in September. And the other big announcement was the Halo Master Chief Collection.
Yeah, isn't there like 80 new Halo games coming out this year?
So basically, the Halo Master Chief Collection was this rumor that a lot of people thought was going to happen and a lot of people didn't believe because of how ridiculous it is. And you basically get Halo 1, 2, 3, and 4, every multiplayer map ever released except one or two from the PC version of Halo.
Right.
On one disc. And it comes with Halo 1 Anniversary Edition, which is the graphics updated Halo 1.
Right.
And it will come with Halo 2 Anniversary Edition, which is brand new. That will also come with updated graphics and some terminals for some backstory to link it all into Halo 5. And it comes on one disc, and it has over 100 multiplayer maps. And the multiplayer is exactly the way that you remember it. So it's Halo 2 multiplayer. It looks and feels like Halo 2 multiplayer, but you'll be able to play it on Xbox One with all your friends still. It brings back all those memories. It's a really cool package. And part of me wants to say, like, man, they're ripping me off by making me buy all the games again. But, you know, to go back and like people like me who like playing all the maps in a room and land, they're trying to put system link in so you can actually play in the same room. There's going to be split screen multiplayer, so it's going to be fun to shoot your friends in the face again.
This sounds like one of the rare games.
It comes with a Halo 5 beta, and it comes with the Ridley Scott executive produced series.
Okay.
When it drops. So.
Oh, Ridley Scott. I just forgot something in the news. That's okay. But this sounds like one of the rare occasions where it doesn't sound like a ripoff. It sounds like it's a good package. Well, you're getting some nice stuff.
Really smart, because what they're doing is there's been a lot of complaints. I liked Halo 4. I'm going to be the first to say that. But I understand why, and there are a lot of complaints with Halo 4 and multiplayer, and they had to fix a lot of stuff and a lot of updates. So what they're doing by giving everyone their nostalgia back and then releasing a beta right afterwards is they're going to get people's feedback.
Of course.
I think that's what they're doing.
$275.
Lot of younger players who didn't play Halo 1 initially or didn't play Halo 2 multiplayer who weren't, you know,
born.
Right. They weren't around. And this allows you to catch up on the entire Master Chief story, because from what they've said, Halo 5 is really going to delve deep into his backstory and the Arbiter and all this kind of stuff.
Cool.
So it seems like a really cool collection. I'm definitely going to get it, I'm sure.
Nice.
But a lot of interesting stuff came out of E3. The Order 1886 came out.
Yeah. That actually was what I was going to ask you about before you went to Destiny.
Yep.
So now that was supposed to come out this year, wasn't it? And then it got pushed back.
Yeah. Everything got pushed back to 2015.
Okay.
Pretty much every game.
So, was there
want.
anything new on the Order?
They showed some gameplay.
Okay,
it looks really cool. I'm not really sure what the fuck is going on in that game.
Yeah, it's weird because people keep telling me that. So the only reason I know about the game, because you know me, I'm not a huge gamer, so I kind of stay out of that little realm.
Yep.
Mostly, the only reason I know about the game is because someone was like, "Oh, this is very steampunk, and you would appreciate it."
Yeah.
So I checked it out, and I was like, "Well, this is like." This is like flavored by steampunk. I don't know that I would call it.
It's not a steampunk game.
It's not.
Not at all.
But I could see the influence, and I understand why people.
Well, it's anachronistic.
Right.
And I don't. I'm not really sure when the fuck, because it has, you know.
I'm not saying this makes it bad, by the way. No, I'm just saying this is my thoughts after watching it.
They have,
seeing what I've seen.
You know, shotguns and automatic weapons, but it's the 1800s. I'm not really sure what's going on in the game.
It's bizarro.
It looks cool. It looks really pretty. The creatures look fucking awesome.
Right.
It's scary. You know, it looks almost like historical Resident Evil-esque kind of survival situation going on. Got that, at least from the playable that we saw. So I'm interested in it, but I don't know. Oh, and the other big game, Rainbow Six, finally, after 6 years, Siege. And they showed it off, and it was Ubisoft's one last thing in their press conference. And it looks fucking cool. It's really cool. There's one team that's playing terrorists with a hostage, and the other team, and the gameplay is totally different, is going into the house to try to get, and like before the match, you can draw on a map and be like, okay, do you want to go, guys going through the ceiling? Okay, awesome, let's take the helicopter. Like, it just looks really fun.
That's cool.
And a little different. So a lot of stuff came out of E3. A
couple of things I think that you're missing that I only kind of know about, so you're going to have to fill in the blanks if you can. There was a bunch of Batman Arkham stuff, right?
So that's the what I was going to end with.
But I'm sorry. And, well then, if you're going to end with that, what about the Star Wars stuff? Wasn't there Battlefront?
Also, yes. Yeah, that so was they an showed. Amazing... So what else they showed? Battlefront. They were talking. The team is hard at work on Battlefront, and they went to the archives, the Lucas archives, and they also went where the original shooting locations. So that they can get kind of the original atmosphere of the blah, 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 whatever the fuck.
It works.
So it was a behind the scenes kind of development take. And then they showed a couple of like pre-alpha tech demo that looks fucking awesome. It just looks really cool. It gets on a speeder and just goes, it's really cool looking. Yeah. But we haven't seen much from the game.
Of course.
But it is really exciting.
But the fact that they confirmed the announcement and that it's actually in, that's the big news. Is that it's confirmed, it's in production.
You can see people working on it. It is exciting.
It's not just a rumor.
Next year. No, it's real. And the same with Mass Effect. They showed enough text, tech demo stuff and enough to say, we're still working on this too. And we also have a new IP coming. And BioWare is just known for building those awesome, really rich universes. Right. So that's kind of cool, exciting stuff to see. But that's all the stuff, that's like teasing. You can't really talk much about, hey, new stuff's coming. We already knew this, but it's nice to see a screenshot from it.
It's nice to see it's confirmed.
Right.
Okay.
That kind of thing. But yeah, the Batman Arkham Knight, while delayed, they showed some gameplay.
Pretty significant delay too, right?
Fucking awesome.
Amazing. I haven't been excited.
It was, so we have this thing where, they show these trailers and you don't really know if it's real gameplay or not real game. But you're looking at it and you're like, oh yeah, okay, this is the cutscene stuff that we saw before. And then it just pulls back a little further and it says, hit square to do this. And you're like, oh my God, this is what the game really looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope.
Fucking great.
It looks fucking awesome. He dives off a building. He calls the Batmobile. You launch yourself out of the Batmobile and punch people in the and they showed Scarecrow, who looks, it's a fucking really cool design. I hope they release everything in that game as a figure. I will buy that Batmobile, I'm telling you that now, and I will buy Scarecrow also. The shit looks,
the delay on that game looks like it's going to be well worth it.
Take your time, guys.
Take your time.
It's pretty significant
too, isn't it? Like 6 months or something.
We don't know. I think it's first half 2015 is the delay from holiday 2014. So I don't know. There's a lot of great games coming, and I feel like finally, this generation is kicking off, and you can see a lot of that stuff, and you're not hearing anything about 360 or any of the other stuff. They'll continue to support, blah, 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 nothing new coming out.
No major MMOs this year.
Nope.
Right? I feel like I didn't see anything.
I feel just like...
The Division, right?
Yeah, The Division is technically an MMO. Destiny is MMO-ish, even though they don't want to call it that. But no, there's no big stuff like that. It's all the MOBA crap that people are really into. No offense to any of your MOBA people. But all of the big MMOs have their own conferences. QuakeCon. So they had a teaser for Doom and they said, find more here.
Of course.
There's BlizzCon, which is... No, I know. Yeah, BlizzCon is, where they're going to announce all that stuff. So E3 isn't really the showpiece.
Who has Wildstar? Wildstar or whatever the fuck that game is.
NCSoft, the Korean company, I think, is the guys who make that. Right. That's already launched, though. Is that full on launch?
Yeah. Oh, that's full launch. Yeah. Okay. I see a lot of people talking about it.
It looks like Ratchet and Clank. I'm just saying that character looks like from their
first. It looks
which, by the way,
cool,
has
but...
a movie. Oh, and the other thing we should have talked about, Powers. They talked about Powers, the TV series.
Yes.
Brian Michael Bendis came out. It'll be free for PlayStation Plus subscribers. It actually looks kind of interesting. I still don't know if it's animated or live action, by the way. They talked about how it would look, and then they showed concept art and talked about how true it's going to be to the comics and how it's going to be different, blah, 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 in the mythology. I still don't know if it's animated or live action. Either way, it kind of looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that was interesting because, I mean, I understand why it was at E3 because it's going to be through the PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see, TV just start to...
Boop.
Yeah. Just dip its pinky toe in the pool.
Well, it's Netflix and Microsoft and Sony know they got to get in on the fucking exclusive content game.
Of course.
And Microsoft's already talked about the original content they're going to have.
Yeah, actually, Microsoft have something pretty big? Oh, is it Halo?
The Steven Spielberg Halo series. They also have a game called Quantum Break, I think is what it's called, which is part interactive TV series, part game thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Kind of like Defiance?
No, good.
Oh, good. Well, concept wise, conceptually.
No, no. Defiance is there's a TV show happening in the universe.
Right.
And then there's an MMO. And this is like literally it's the same.
Okay, thing, okay.
Same.
That's gone, experience. Isn't it? Didn't Defiance?
No, Defiance, season two comes back next week.
I think MMO, really? The MMO is hurting. I think it went free to play or something.
Oh, really?
But I just saw a trailer for season two, which actually made me not hate it.
I actually really like the show. So
I do not.
I do.
I really hate that show.
I found it the most cliche.
No, I enjoyed it.
Well, I saw the first three episodes. I think I saw three or four episodes. And everything in the episode was introducing stuff from every other show I've seen. Maybe it comes into its own and it gets good. I don't know.
I think the season went on, it definitely got a lot stronger.
All right. I may go back and do that.
Yeah. You don't have to. I'm just saying I personally liked it. I think that it definitely got better as the season went on.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to season two starting up next week.
I remember watching it at the same time as The Incredible Falling Skies, which is also coming
back. I also disagree with that. I don't think that show is incredible anymore.
Well, you're wrong.
The way they ended last season.
What? Really?
Yeah. We'll talk about it closer to when it comes back.
All right.
Which is soon. But yeah, I'm sure I'll talk about more E3 stuff when I have time to think about it.
Okay.
Are you going to send some E3 tweets?
No.
No.
No, I won't. I'd be happy to go to E3 if anyone wants to send me there next year. I'll cover the fuck out of that. I will be happy to.
I will say quickly that this coming weekend is New York Comic Con Special Edition.
Yeah.
So if you're going to that.
Father's Day.
Yep. Father's Day, that's right. Should be a good time. So you want to... You know, if you're going to that, let us know. I'm still not sure if we're going to be there or not. It might not work out scheduling wise.
Up in the air.
But if you go, we encourage you like we do, to call in, give us your reviews.
Yeah.
If anybody went to Phoenix Comic Con last week, I know Chris did, Dolfer, and actually I think he might give us some information on that. But if someone else went and you want to call in and give us a voicemail on that, I think Denver Comic Con is coming up this weekend as well. So if you want to, someone is going to that.
That's what the lower Midwest Comic Cons.
You know what though? I hear a lot of good things that come out of those Comic Cons.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know why? Because they're not San Diego.
Well, that's true.
They're still grounded and they still have, you could still walk around and you could still function, you know, and I hope that our home cons
keep that.
Stay where they are, too.
We'll see.
But I think that, with that being said.
Yes.
Do you hear that?
I've heard it for the last minute or so. Yeah, okay. Maybe you're just hearing it
because you were so excited about it. It's kind of like the Tony Awards.
It's
low in the
mix. Kind of like the Tony Awards, which were terrible. Just
Tony Awards.
I didn't even watch
Neil Patrick Harris' performance was okay. I thought the rap was terrible.
Hugh Jackman apparently was dancing around or something.
Yeah, you know
what was going on there.
I didn't really watch them with great gusto this year.
Well, in any case, OG, we're gonna bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 331. Do as you're told. No, that's not it. Do what you're told. Do what you're told.
Yeah.
To a close, the way we bring all scapegoat.
We didn't give the.
Oh no, we didn't. We didn't do anything.
Oh,
that.
Am I ahead?
You are ahead.
I'm cutting you off.
But that's okay. I was letting you go with it. It's
too late. OG.
Excuse me, as I produce real quick.
Thank you.
Hey, check us out online each and every week at Big Kev Geek Stuff. BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Also, you can find us over on Twitter at GeekStuffOG.
ScapegoatGS
at BK Geek Stuff.
Wow. Did you see, by the way, that the guy who won a date with you last week, he said he was going to be a cheap date?
Yes.
Just some pizza.
I did, so I'm fine with that.
So you're good.
We're ready
that.
To go. Right. I was debating whether or not to send him a coupon to Domino's or if he had a local pizza place that he liked and then a condom.
As you should just make just up, you know, like them. Do one of those like made up coupons that like you would make your mom for Mother's
yes,
Day.
Yeah.
One free
back rub.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back rub.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're a mom.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Wow.
See what you did there. Yeah, no, I'm welcome. An actual mom, OG. You know, like your proverbial mom.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Fun of other
like
people.
Your mama.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly.
So large. Anyway. Go ahead.
And with that, OG, we will actually bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close the way we end all episodes by saying, good night, Jimmy Mac, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone.